Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Tuesday, March 9th, 2017. The time is 1:15 p.m. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this afternoon, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
And I believe Senator Hughes is online. Not yet. And we should be joined shortly by Senator Von Imhoff. This meeting has been postponed. It has the capital budget on it. It is Tuesday, May 9th, 2017. Thank you, Senator Bishop. Welcome, Senator Von Imhoff. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move the committee substitute for the Senate Bill 23, Finance 30-GS1854/U before the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of introduction. Ms. Kramer, if you could identify yourself for the record and then please walk us through the changes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Laura Kramer and I'm staff to Senator McKinnon and the Senate Finance Committee. There are 8 changes total, mostly technical in nature. The first can be found on page 48 in section 15.
If we could pause for one moment, we'll brief at ease while we pass out the documents. We're back on the record. I apologize. Ms. Kramer, please continue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We removed the old subsection B, which would have allowed for an appropriation to be made for a judgment or settlement prior to June 30th, 2017. The second change can be found on page 52 in section 23, line 2. We revised the AHFC dividend amount from $6.2 million to $6,200,087. The next change is on page 56 in section 32 on line 24. Yesterday there was a little bit of confusion around this number. If you look up in section 32, subsection A, so this first project for the Eisenbeck Road is in the amount of not to exceed $10 million from the original reappropriation of a balance of just over $17 million. So you would take, you would subtract the $10 million Eisenbeck, which would give you the balance of $7,798,000, which would be used for the second project found in B. So this just reflects, it's an amount not to exceed now. And so that should clear up any confusion anybody had. No, the numbers aren't changing. The project amounts aren't changing. It's just clearing it up for the public. The next change is on page 76 in section 34. I had pointed this out yesterday. This is accurately reflecting the route for the Inter Island Ferry Authority. It previously said in the northern route, and it's actually for service between Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. The next change is on page 78. Line 14 in section 35, we added the dates June 30th, 2018 and June 30th, 2019, and that's on line 14. The next change is just down the page from there, page 78, line 30. In section 37, we removed section 35D from the lapse language. This is the Office of the Governor. Those reappropriations have specific effective dates found in that section. And the next change is on page 79, line 2. This was a technical correction. 32F was replaced with 32E, which is the Harbor Facility Grant Fund, which does not lapse. And the final change is in Section 39, Sections 4 and 7 were added to this immediate effective date. Those are supplemental sections.
Are there any additional questions on changes to the CS? With that, I'll remove my objection. Is there any further objection on the CS for Senate Bill number 23 Finance / U? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 23 Finance / U is before the committee. Senator Hoffman, we did receive a couple amendments. Brief at ease while we pass out the amendments. We're back on the record. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment number one.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Amendment number one is an appropriation to the Arctic Winter Games for $37,500. And the reason that I bring this forward, even though we are in austere times financially as a state, I think it's important for the people of Alaska to still come together and participate in the Arctic Winter Games International Committee. This is a premier cultural event, an athletic event in the circumpolar world. This is an international fee, and this will demonstrate to the people of the circumpolar world that officially, the state of Alaska recognizes and support for the 2018 event on behalf of hundreds of Alaska athletes from over 50 Alaskan communities that will participate. I would also state that it is not a direct appropriation. There is a contingency that the committee needs to raise another $450,000 in order for this appropriation to be enacted. So this is more than a 10-to-1 requirement. I think that it can be met, but I think it is critical to the people of Alaska, although we are living in austere times, that we continue to participate in an event that unifies the state of Alaska. With that, I would ask member support for this amendment.
Is there further discussion? Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you. I understand that the Arctic Winter Games location changes each year. In 2014, it was in Fairbanks, Alaska. In 2016, it was Greenland. In 2018, where is it going to be?
I don't have that specific information at this time. So it is at it is taking place at the Great Slave Lake region in Northwest Territories in Canada.
Okay, so while, because it's not being hosted in Alaska in 2018, I agree with you that it's a worthy cause, but I'm just curious, under which rubric are we deciding how to allocate funds, particularly when it's not going to actually be hosted in Alaska this year, or in 2018? How do we compare this to other events that are actually being held in our home state?
Well, I would, my
Senator
answer,
Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My answer to that is that if a similar situation were to take place and we were hosting the games, would we expect any other circumpolar country to make that decision on that criteria? And I think the answer would be no. So I think the event and the unity that it brings to Alaska and to the circumpolar region outweighs the minimal amount that we are asking Alaskans to pay for. This is, again, more than a 10-to-1 match, and it is one that will not take place unless the match is achieved.
Any further discussion? With that, I will remove my objection. Is there further objection to adoption of Amendment Number 1? Seeing and hearing none, Amendment Number 1 is adopted. Amendment Number 2, Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Amendment Number 2.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is essentially the funding from the commercial vessel passenger excise tax that's meant to go toward infrastructure related to the cruise ship industry. It's specifically designed for that purpose. And although perhaps not all the expenditures in the past were pure in that intent, all of these projects are, Madam Chair. And if you'd be so inclined, I'd also request that I be listed as a co-sponsor to Amendment Number 2.
Brief at ease. Back on the record. Senator Michicki, your name certainly can be added as a co-sponsor to Amendment Number 2. Amendment Number 2, the money comes, the balance in the fund is $7.5 million. It's from the cruise ship head tax. We have projects totaling $6 million on Amendment Number 2. The $6 million are for the sewer dock safety enhancements of $1.2 million, Seward cruise ship terminal planning and design, $300,000. Ketchikan, a cruise ship berth 4 dock expansion for $2 million. Huna Dock Company, Inner Point Sophia Phase 1, new dock mooring and buoys, $2 million. Huna Dock Company, Outer Point Sophia Dock safety improvements, $500,000. Are there any questions on Amendment Number 2? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you look at the Ketchikan cruise ship berth expansion, does this have anything to do with the accident that happened there where the cruise ship last year ran into the dock that was there?
Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senator Olson, we do not believe it is for any damage incurred. This is an expansion. That's how it was explained to us, was it, that it's an expansion of the dock.
Last question, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Has to do with the first two, where you got the Alaska Railroad Corporation getting $1.5 million for the Seward terminal that's there. I guess, is it for the railroad that we're doing this, or is it for the passengers that coming that have paid for the excise tax that are going to be benefiting from this?
Senator Olson, if I might read, the Alaska cruise market is comprised of two basic voyages, Southeast Alaska round trip and one-day voyages, either originating or concluding in South Central Alaska. Cross Gulf voyages provide significant economic benefit to all areas of the state, and these passengers typically add land tour components, extending their stays in Alaska. The two ports that offer these voyages are the Port of Seward and the Port of Whittier. These points require greater infrastructure to accommodate the loading and offloading of passengers, baggage, and goods. The Seward dock is aging and will need replacement. Short-term safety improvements are necessary, but long-term, the port will need new infrastructure that can safely and efficiently accommodate larger vessels and the higher capacity passengers. The $300,000 is requested to work on the design of a new dock in Seward further advancing the work done with the Rail Port Seward Planning Grant. That's the additional information, Senator Olson, that I have. It does not look like it is to benefit the railroad. It's to benefit the tourists that are using the area.
So why does the Alaska Railroad Corporation named as the project?
That's the named recipient of the plan. Senator Bishop, did you have further information?
I'd just like to say I'm assuming because the railroad has the tourists get off the boat, get right on Alaska Railroad train, and come to Anchorage and then or all the way to Fairbanks or McKinley Park. That would be my interpretation. But
it's also my understanding that the railroad owns most of the property that's down in that area as well. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's important for the public that may be listening to understand the DGF concept. This is not money that's coming out of general funds from the state of Alaska. It's designated general funds. So it is an excise tax that's collected from every passenger on a commercial vessel, cruise ship, if you will, and that was specifically set up for these infrastructure projects. It is one of the success stories in Alaska right now. Even in this recession, last year was a record year for visitors in the cruise ship industry, and this year is expected to smash past that previous record. So I think it's a wise investment in diversifying our economy. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. And these are not designated funds as far as legislative finance goes for accounting. These are considered other funds coming from the head tax. Any further comments on amendment number 2? Seeing none, I'll withdraw my objection. Is there further objection to the adoption of amendment number 2? Seeing and hearing none, amendment number 2 is adopted. Senator Bishop, could you offer amendment number 3 for me?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Amendment number 3 is offered to the Senate Finance Committee, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. I move amendment number 3.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development grant is to municipalities, Anchorage Police Department patrol of the Seward Highway between Anchorage and Indian. In the intent language, it is the intent of the legislature that the municipality of Anchorage coordinate with the Department of Public Safety to patrol the Seward Highway, and it's clear as it can get, and the appropriation is $200,000 in general funds.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. For the committee's edification, Senator Giesel contacted my office and requested that we consider adding $200,000 to the Anchorage Police Department for the specific purpose of providing additional public safety requirements on the section of road from on the Seward Highway from Anchorage to Indian. Is there questions from committee on amendment number 3? I'll remove my objection to amendment number 3. Is there further objection on amendment number 3? Seeing and hearing none, amendment number 3 is adopted. Is there any further amendments to come before the committee? Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, I move the committee substitute for the Senate Bill 23, Finance 30-GS1854/U, as amended, with individual recommendations. I ask that the legislative legal and legislative finance make any necessary technical and conforming changes.
I'll object for brief comments. Do committee members have any comments on the capital budget leaving the Senate Finance Committee? As chairman, I would like to thank Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal, the Office of Management and Budget, specifically Rob Carpenter, Lacey, and Ms. Kramer out of my office. Each of your offices have lead staff that have worked hard to bring the product that we have before us. I believe Senator Hoffman quantified the piece of legislation before us as austere. Three small amendments, one of them from cruise ship head tax, one of them for public safety, and one of them to encourage Alaskans to participate in athletic programs and compete globally. It is a small capital budget. The numbers may not be exactly right at this point, but I will round them. The total capital budget before us for FY18 is $1.4 billion, rounded. Of undesignated general funds, and these are round numbers, there is $85 million worth of spend. Designated general funds, about $38 million. Other funds, about $77 million, leveraging almost $1.2 billion from the federal government for highways, airports, ports, and other significant investment across all communities in Alaska. When we add the operating supplemental and capital supplemental, that raises the total spend to almost just over $2 billion. This budget does propose to pay down credits that we owe to smaller companies and contractors across Alaska. There is a provision for $288 million. It only addresses, at best, a third of the cashable credits that that we owe others in Alaska, other Alaska companies. And this budget includes leveraging almost $1.5 billion total from the federal government. It does not do everything that every Alaskan community has asked us to do. We have tried to prioritize public safety and deferred maintenance in the product that's before you. With that, I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection to the moving of CS for Senate Bill Number 23, Finance, /U? Seeing and hearing none, the Senate CS, the CS for Senate Bill Number 23, Finance, /U, as amended, moves from committee. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Tomorrow morning, Wednesday, May 10th at 9 a.m., we have several bills in front of us. Just a notice on HB 111, we're still working with Legislative Legal to draft a committee substitute, so we will get that to you as soon as we can. We will have before the committee HB 103, optometry and optometrists, HB 222, license of manicurists and nail technicians. We're not in possession of SB 79 yet, opioids, but that is on the schedule for tomorrow, and I don't think there's a way that we can get it overnight, but that is scheduled. With that, I would like to also thank each of the agencies who worked very hard on with my team and with Legislative Finance as well as Legislative Legal to prepare requests that were putting Alaska's best foot forward and prioritizing the investment for capital dollars in the budget that we have before us. All of the agencies worked extremely hard to prioritize those investments. So I just wanted to do a shout out to all the agencies that helped accomplish this year's capital budget. With that, we're adjourned.